Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Poland said Monday it was willing to send German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine without approval, but would first seek permission from Berlin as Kyiv presses its allies for heavy weaponry. European nations agreed to spend another 500 million euros to arm Kyiv in the latest boost to the multi-billion-dollar drive to help Ukraine push back Russian forces. Turkey's president says no support for Sweden's NATO bid, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Sweden shouldn't expect support for NATO membership following weekend protests in Stockholm by an anti-Islam activist and pro-Kurdish groups. Erdogan has slammed Rasmus Paludan's Quran-burning protest on Saturday, saying it was an insult to everyone, especially to Muslims. Erdogan also criticized Sweden for pro-Kurdish protests, where demonstrators waved flags, including those of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has waged a decades-long insurgency against Turkey. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former high-ranking FBI counterintelligence official has been indicted on charges he helped a Russian oligarch in violation of U.S. sanctions, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Charles McGonigal, the former special agent in charge of the FBI's New York Counterintelligence Division, is accused in an indictment of working with a former Soviet diplomat turned Russian interpreter on behalf of Oleg Deripaska, a Russian billionaire energy magnate. McGonigal, who had supervised investigations of Russian oligarchs, including Deripaska, before retiring in 2018, allegedly worked to have Deripaska's sanctions lifted in 2019. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. U.S. health officials on Monday proposed all healthy Americans should get one COVID-19 shot annually, similar to the flu shot, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
In briefing documents ahead of a meeting on Thursday, the FDA made clear it hopes annual shots will encourage more Americans to roll up their sleeves.
We need to do something different because right now it's confusing.
Infectious diseases physician Dr. Bruce Farber.
And one consistent, unified message with a standard schedule, I think, would make a lot of sense.
The proposal will be examined by an FDA expert panel on Thursday. If the panel votes in favor of the proposal and is backed by the FDA and the CDC, Pfizer and Moderna's bivalent vaccines, which target both the Omicron and the original variants, would be used for all COVID vaccine doses and not just as boosters.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga on Monday called on supporters to resist the government of President William Ruto, saying its disputed election last August had robbed it of its legitimacy.
We as Azimio reject the 2022 election results totally.
Ruto's coalition eked out a narrow victory over Odinga in the election, whose result announcement was accompanied by chaotic scenes at the National Tallying Center, and his victory was upheld by the Supreme Court. Both leaders, who have dominated politics in East Africa's biggest economy for decades, settled into an uneasy calm after the electoral contest, but Odinga's coalition said last week it had found new evidence of rigging. Burkina Faso has decided to end a military accord that allowed French troops to fight militants on its soil, the government said on Monday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Burkinabe National Television reported that the government had suspended a 2018 military accord with Paris on January 18th, giving France 1 month to withdraw its troops. French President Emmanuel Macron said he was awaiting clarifications from transitional president Ibrahim Traoré. But on Monday, government spokesman Rimtalba Jean-Emmanuel Wadriogo said, "We don't see how to be more clear than this." The vision of the Burkinabe transitional government, according to Wadriogo, is for the country to defend itself.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. According to friends and U.S. media reports, the 72-year-old suspected gunman in Saturday night's mass shooting at a Los Angeles area dance studio had been a regular there, giving informal lessons and even meeting his ex-wife at the venue. I'm Joe Ramsey.